So let me give you a little bit of background. This is a program in which we originally had Representative Jeff Leach from Plano was scheduled to share the podium with me. Representative Leach was is the chair of the House Committee on the Judiciary and Civil Jurisprudence, and was the principal author for the amendments that occurred to the Texas Citizens Participation Act this year. He unfortunately was not able to make it today, but did share with me his committee notes and other secret materials that I can't divulge. But the great thing about it is that I'll be able to share with you some insights and information that are unique to this program. Now, first of all, who here has never been involved with a motion to dismiss, either in filing one or defending against one under the Texas Citizens Participation Act? Raise your hand if you have not done it. We got one. So it looks like most of the people here have some experience with this. Well, that's great. We're going to cover kind of what the status is on the law as existed in 2011 and has changed in 2019. If you'll excuse me, I've been fighting a cold this week. Now, the Texas Citizens Participation Act, or the TCPA, is recognized pretty widely as the nation's broadest anti-SLAPP statute. Now, SLAPP, of course, is an acronym for a strategic lawsuit against public purpose. Now, these are typically considered, to be cases where a party with greater resources than others uses those resources in litigation to silence critics. For example, if you have a developer that is planning a project and next door is a homeowners association that's raising a fuss about the development, the developer may sue the homeowners association just to bury them in paper and to silence them. Well, that's the kind of lawsuit that anti-SLAPP cases statutes are supposed to deal with. It's turned into quite a bit more than that. The 2019 amendments were geared toward narrowing the scope of the statute in many respects and to buttress the statute as it relates to the media entities. Now, let's talk a little bit about the structure of the statute. So what it is a mostly two-part analysis in which the first part involves a very prompt filing by typically a defendant in a lawsuit in which the defendant would prove that the lawsuit is based upon the exercise of rights of speech, association, or petition, and can obtain mandatory dismissal. And the important part, and the reason why it's been so popular, is that the award of fees and sanctions have been made mandatory. There's a change in that this year. Now, if the movement, the defendant in that case, meets that burden, then the burden shifts to the plaintiff or the respondent to show by clear and specific evidence a prima facie case. In other words, they have to show that they have something to move forward with. It is important, I keep telling this to people all over, is that lawyers in Texas have to know the statute. It's really a part of your standard of care now to have at least, if you're doing any sort of civil litigation work and any sort of appellate work involving civil litigation cases, you must have familiarity with the statute. I have been called in to review situations where people blew it. They didn't know about the statute. They didn't know how to file it, motions to dismiss, and they didn't know how to respond. So it's important that you learn this. Now, I've said before and would repeat that this really has been a solution in search of a problem. There haven't been a rash of SLAPP lawsuits filed across the state, but in 2011, the media interests got this statute passed, ostensibly to protect their interests mostly, but as we've seen, it's turned into quite a bit more than that. And so I'm going to share with you some statistics that Representative Leach put together. It is important to note that as of the spring, that according to the Office of Court Administration, over 99,000 documents were filed in the last year referencing the TCPA. By contrast, that's 99,000 documents referencing the TCPA of all cases, civil filings in the state of Texas. There were 305,000 referencing summary judgment. So you can see that roughly one quarter of all the filings reference the TCPA. It's a huge number of cases. And so since the statute was passed, there have been more than 270 appellate court opinions on this. The trend has been to clog the trial and the appellate court dockets with these cases. In 2018, at some point, 40% of the entire docket of the Dallas Court of Appeals were TCPA cases, 40%. In 2018 alone, 32 cases went to the Texas Supreme Court. As of March of this year, there were 15 cases pending before the Texas Supreme Court, and it is anticipated that there will be between 750 and 1,000 motions to dismiss filed this year. That's a lot. So the numbers are staggering, and that belies the issue of whether there are a bunch of slap cases. So let's talk about how does this statute work. Well, under what I have in the first slide is under the old law that the first step was that the movement would show by preponderance of the evidence that a legal action was based on, related to, or in response to the exercise of the rights of speech, petition, or association. Well, this has changed in some important ways. So now, under the 2019 statute, which applies to any legal actions filed on or after September the 1st,